The celebrated author and naturalist Peter Matheson died on April 5th, having just finished another book he said might be his last. It was. But the 86-year-old writer put his mind, heart, and soul into this one, a novel called In Paradise. It's stunning. Who would have imagined the subject matter, except those who knew that beginning in the 1990s, Matheson made three trips to Auschwitz in Poland. Auschwitz's the name back on the maps now. Before that, the Nazis made over the army stables and broad pasture land of this once heavily populated Jewish village and turned it into Auschwitz. In Paradise, the name drips with sarcastic irony, is a stunner also because of the quality of the prose. With its pulsing sentences and parenthetical qualifications, its shockingly apt images and seamless mix of third-person present tense narration and interior monologue, this Holocaust story unfolds in a way that's original and moving. It's no small challenge to revisit this profound and tragic history that's already had, some would say, more than its share of memoirs, biographies, scholarly tomes, articles, and film. Matheson once said he always wanted to comment on this global catastrophe, but that as a non-Jewish American journalist, he felt unqualified, felt he had no right. But approaching the subject as a novelist, an artist, he eventually decided he could do it. As one character in the novel remarks, the only way to understand such evil is to reimagine it, and the only way to reimagine it is through art. And yet, like Primo Levi and others invoked here, so many intellectuals and artists, survivors, became suicides. In Paradise is a searingly honest, nuanced exploration of the nature of evil. Fiction allowed Matheson to look at the Holocaust from a variety of perspectives, perpetrators and victims, all kinds, all degrees, while centering on the complex motive of his protagonist, Clemens Olin. Olin's an American academic who was born in Poland, but whose father got him and his grandparents, members of the Christian aristocracy, out in time. That was 50 years ago. Why would he go on a spiritual retreat to Auschwitz in 1996? What does it mean to bear witness, as a group of 140 men and women from around the world does here? Christians, Jews, a Palestinian, secular and religious. Answers fail. Words fail. How can anyone make sense of such a hell, let alone feel love for another human being, for humanity? This book on the final solution, Matheson's final creative words, is daring, provocative, and heartbreaking. I'm Joan Baum.